Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Do continue to hang out with us, man. We got a whole lot more show for you. Thank you for being in the neighborhood. We're going to be joined by Cardi B today as well, man. Cardi B will be in the neighborhood, man. Cardi B is hosting the 2021 AMAs.
Yes, she is.
So that's going to be lovely. I can't wait to just see her personality and how she shine on there. And let her be Cardi B.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So Cardi B will be in the neighborhood. We're going to check in and see what's going down with your big interview. J-Lo, what's happening, man?
Hello.
Hello.
Brand new movie with her and Maluma. Oh, my gosh. She's so loved. They've already worked together before, but now we're going to get to see it on the big screen big. And I got them talking about what they did beforehand. So
hey, man, I saw something where J-Lo was saying that even though she's been married three times, she says she'll get married again.
Yeah.
She believes in the happily ever after.
Yeah,
so I ain't mad at you. Believe that, man. And Louis G, we got an all-new Mom's Knows Best.
Yeah, man, before my mom goes to Mexico, guys.
She's leaving next week, huh?
Yeah, she's gone, bro. I'm going to try to bang a lot of Mom's Knows Best before she leaves, especially on how to take care of the house and stuff like that. But we just got to talk to her. I know a lot of us take these, like, training courses at work. Like the rules of conduct. So I just
did a code of conduct for our company.
I had to put her in a situation big and see what her response was.
All right, so we got an all-new Mom's Knows Best. Believe that. And the baby admits he was wrong.
Big, I love this post that he put on Instagram. He did, not only did he do an interview talking about this, but he went on Instagram. He was like, look, I'm mad enough to admit I was wrong for putting my personal life out there.
Yeah, man. You got to be careful all that social media stuff, man. And also, Survey says men and pets.
Men and pets. Yes, Big. If you own this pet and you are a guy, you are more likely to cheat.
Really, though?
Cheater with that pet looking all cute and stuff.
Yeah, hey, man. Someone's listening right now like, girl, tell me.
Yeah, I know. But I got
probably
you.
Probably looking at the dog like, man, is he cheating? Y'all continue to hang out with us. We got all that and more Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs. Big stars. Big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Phone tap on the 10's time right here, man. Luther Lufay up in here. Termites. This is where Luther is calling about the Bugaboo Termite Service, a resident order. This is going to get into your phone tap right here, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Hello?
Ma'am, I was calling about the termite service.
What termite service?
This is Bugaboo Termite Service.
Yeah, I ain't calling nobody for no termite.
Okay, because there's supposed to be a tent that's supposed to be applied to your house over the weekend.
We didn't call. Hold on a minute.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing there, sir?
Oh, you had the wrong number, sir.
My job is just to call and make sure that you know that it's coming out to your residence on Thursday.
I haven't called. Cancel it. Ain't nobody called.
Sir, I can't cancel an order that you guys already put in.
Wait a minute. Ain't nobody put an order in. Don't come and tell me you can't cancel it. I didn't call. Ain't nobody called from here.
Well, the service will be there on Thursday, and I'm giving you a heads up because it's a 48-hour process.
I told you to cancel it. Don't bring nothing here.
Sir, okay? I can't cancel the order because the order's already been processed.
Nobody here did it.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what?
What?
You need to get off this phone. Ain't nobody order nothing.
I know what it is. You're afraid that you guys are going to get embarrassed because you're going to have a tent around your house and everybody going to roll by and know that you guys have rats and roaches.
Nothing.
Don't order a service. Then all of a sudden, once you realize you're going to be embarrassed, try to cut it and try to keep me from feeding my kids. So you ain't got rats.
No, no.
You don't have roaches.
No.
And you don't have termites.
No, no.
Messed up teeth.
No.
Big eye and a double chin.
You know, you talking crazy.
You talking crazy.
You want to get somebody hurt or something. Here.
Well, you ain't going to do nothing?
Sir,
What part of they didn't order that don't you understand?
What part of they did order it you don't understand?
No.
Now, I'm calling.
How you going to tell somebody you going to come to their house and do a service for them and they telling you that they didn't order it?
With my vocal cord.
Why would you still come
here? Ma'am, this is not a.
This is not going to come to somebody's house and perform a service that they don't want.
I bet I will.
I bet you will.
I bet we will.
Okay.
And you know what? If you guys want to stay, if you want to stay inside the house and die with the rats and roaches, then hey, I got me a black suit at the house. I'll come by and put a rose on your chest.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, Natalia, explain this one.
Oh, my gosh. Kicked out of church?
Yeah, man.
You would think that if you were getting kicked out of church, you were doing something wrong because church is supposed to be that place where, you know, they welcome people.
Yeah.
And even if you do something bad, you're okay. You know, we're going to try and find a way.
That's what church is.
That's what it is. Forgiveness, right? Well, this mom was kicked out of church because they said she was smuggling weed, but
the reefer,
But here's the thing, it wasn't weed. Listen to what happened.
Y'all's gonna do that. Y'all are people of God, and y'all's gonna do that
to me.
You're gonna bring drugs in here. That's the cilantro. No. That's for the food. Oh, that's for the menudo. That's for this. Look, sir, I promise you, that's menudo. That's that weed. That's for the menudo. Ask anybody in there.
Yes.
Oh, no. She's bringing in cilantro.
Cilantro. She had her lunch with her, and they thought it was weed. And she kept telling them, please just smell it. Like, she even got to a point where they didn't want to listen to her. She said, look, please just smell it. And so you know that I know that you know that, like, basically, this is cilantro, and that I'll leave. She's like, I'm going to leave, but please just smell it. And they were like, you have to leave. You have to leave right now. And you can hear her in the beginning saying, like, you guys are people of God. Can you just take
a
second? How crazy is that?
Hey, man, I wouldn't even want to attend that church.
Right?
I wouldn't even want to attend that church, man. That's crazy.
For them to not even, like, listen to her. And the video is, like, there's two parts of the video. And one's, like, a minute and a half. Another one's 2 minutes. This was, like, a long thing. And she just kept trying to plead with them. Like, you can hear her crying, too. And saying, like, please just listen to me. I'm not that kind of person.
Bring us your week, huh? I heard that. Dang, if you can't go to church and they don't believe you.
Right?
Man.
But also, like, and them for not knowing the difference between cilantro and weed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a big difference.
I was in a situation like that in Vegas. They locked us out of the room somebody I was with had a powder substance that they thought was cocaine. And then they locked us out. And then when they showed up, it was a manager and, like, security guards. And then we told them it was, like, exfoliation something powder for your face. And we had to run it underwater to show them that turned into
foams and stuff.
Yeah, it's
I actually thought of you, Louis, one time. Because I stayed at a hotel with the baby when we had a wedding to go to.
The rapper?
No, my baby.
Oh, okay.
And he drinks formula. And I was making some of the formula, and it's, like, white powder. And it dropped on the dresser. I was like, these fools are going to think that I had cocaine up in here with my baby.
Gotta be extra careful.
Be extra careful. But I felt so bad.
There it is. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Louis G up in here. What up, Ludo?
All right, listen to me. In Hawaii, the state of Hawaii, if you're listening to me, you got to take advantage of this. A lot of people go on vacation to Hawaii. I think I'm going to book my trip right now because, you know, we go out there for the waterfalls, for the scenery, for the beaches, to go vacation, to go relax.
To get laid. Well, that's what they put on your head when you go LA.
I got laid a couple times in Hawaii, man. But there is another reason why a lot of us want to go to Hawaii. Why? Because they discovered a beer river.
A hiker who took photos of the runoff at the bottom of the gulch last week said the whole area reeked of beer. Hawaii News Now tested a sample of the water with an independent laboratory, which found that as much as 1.2% of the water was alcohol.
Damn. The other day we came in and you would think it was a beer pub that hadn't opened its doors for about 3 or 4 days.
So there is a river that smells like beer in Hawaii, guys.
This is what your heaven sounds like.
Yes! How awesome is that? Imagine just taking a hike, coming up a mountain, and then
he was like, forget them lakes and oceans of milk.
And then getting that fresh sense of beer and then walking up and there's this like river stream that's just full of alcohol.
That's crazy. Man. I wonder how did that come together?
So this is what they think is happening. Across from that, certain miles away, there's like a warehouse that distributes alcohol.
How many miles away?
But I guess there's a warehouse that distributes alcohol. So they're thinking that that part right there, whatever they're doing, it's like contaminating.
You see that?
Contaminating.
Did you get that one, Natalia?
Yeah.
It's contaminating this creek that's then going into the river and stuff like that. So Now Hawaii has a beer
river. Why don't you just go
river.
To the factory then? The other
that's
place.
That's true, man. But if Hawaii was smart, they would make this a beer river and then have people show up and take pictures.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, make it an attraction,
and it was
bro.
It was a low count, but I would definitely sell it.
Hell yeah.
All right, come on down and dip into the beer lake. Yeah,
drink
man.
Whatever you
the
want.
The beer fountain.
Yeah, exactly,
and then everybody
bro.
Gets sick on the way home.
Forget aww. The waterfalls. Forget everything
now
else,
now I know
man.
What you're booking your vacation
hell
to.
Hell yeah, let's go. Beer River.
Y'all do stick around your radios. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Ani's up in here in case you missed it. First off, what up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing what we got for in case you missed it.
Tyga.
Tyga up in here.
Big love, Tyga. He's celebrating his birthday month.
Hello.
Okay. And Big, this piece right here, you had showed me this piece. One day we were just talking about amazing
oh, no.
performers. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh. I'm going to use it for in case you missed it. But this is when Tyga had come into the neighborhood and you asked him like, Tyga, you're featured on so many songs.
Yeah.
But do you ever forget the lyrics to the features you're on? Oh. And he was telling you like, yeah, I don't really remember most of them. I have to hear the melody. And you're like, Celebration, which features which has the game features
Game
Wiz
is
Khalifa.
An amazing artist too. Game killed that, but go ahead.
So good. Chris Brown is on there.
Killed
Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa.
Killed it.
So you bet Tyga $500 yes. that if you put on this melody, he would not know the words.
Man, so I put the instrument on and
all right, here we go, Tyga. No
this is it.
Clear your mind. Clear your mind. Clear
think
your
celebration.
Mind.
Think about that
think
time.
Do the baby got diapers at the house?
I'm trying to throw him off right there. I'm trying to throw him off because I don't want to lose it. Check him out.
Yeah, I'm blown. No cigarello, rello. Love when I mellow, get on my level. 101 carats in my bezel, I'm on. Like soon as I ice cream truck at the ghetto. Little knucklehead always in trouble. Soon as I ask shorty her number, for show, for show. Yeah, I get it, then I'm gone. Then I hit it like boom, boom. Now you can open up my zone, my zone, my zone. Said she wait for daddy come home. Told me she ain't got nothing on. I'm talking no thong, thong, thong. Yeah, she throwing that dad back, hard as a bat, sit on my lap, put up on me nothing better than that. That's a fact, that's a fact. Don't act Hollywood, cause I don't act about my business, but I'm slack. This is my celebration rap, so.
Oh, he missed it. He just said we having a celebration.
I never said that on the song, though. But on the song.
Oh, man.
Yo. I had to really focus to do that too.
You
man.
See, I was trying to win anyway. I was just trying to win anyway, but he killed that.
So
and I
good.
Remember when he was going, I was like, oh, he's flipping it. Oh, I was happy and mad at the same time.
And then you ended up passing the $500 over. You're like,
yeah, yeah.
You
yeah, I gave him the money, but he gave it back. It's aww, all gravy.
That was so dope, Big, just yeah. seeing that.
Nah, he killed that too, man. And Tyga is very underrated when it comes to what he do on the microphone and live performances
live.
Too.
Live, that's believe where that, I
man.
Tripped out.
And happy birthday to you as woo! Well, man. In case you missed it, you can find that entire interview and also the live performance that almost cost me $500 at RadioBigBoy.com.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Natalia's up in here. Jennifer Lopez in the Neighborhood News. And Natalia.
Yes, you know me. I love love. And
yes,
I love
you
me. I love me a good rom-com. And I, my girl Jennifer Lopez, you know she's
that's
had
romantic
some
comedy for anybody there.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't know.
So Jennifer Lopez, you know she's in one of the most famous rom-coms, The Wedding Planner. Well, now she's back for another one. And this one is called Marry Me. They just dropped the trailer. But also, Big, it stars someone very special.
Okay, let's go. We only have 5 minutes.
What's everybody looking at?
Nothing. Give me your phone.
Kat Valdez's husband-to-be, Bastian, caught cheating with her assistant.
I'm told that 20 million people are supposed to watch as we take our vows. They say if you want something different, you have to do something different.
Hey, man, the movie is called Marry Me.
It's called Marry Me. So Jennifer Lopez plays this.
Jennifer Lopez stars in Marry Me?
Yes. So like I said, she plays this big superstar. She's supposed to get married in front of all these people. The boyfriend turns out to be a cheat, and the boyfriend is Maluma.
Oh, that's it. The one.
Okay,
bastard.
So Maluma is so good looking. They've worked together before, so they have this really great chemistry, and he ends up cheating on her, right? Uh-oh. So she ends up actually marrying someone else. Owen Wilson.
Ah, hello.
Look, I like Owen Wilson, but Owen
over
Wilson,
Maluma.
I might forgive Maluma.
Hello.
But no, Jennifer Lopez and Maluma actually talked about working together and actually the music for the film.
First of all, it was organic. You know, it was like supernatural working with Jennifer in the studio for the first time. And all the music that we were doing and developing that time was beautiful.
I cannot
lucky
wait for this.
Bastard.
I think it's really fun. I think it's going to be sweet. I think it's so going to be one of those like romantic comedy movies for sure.
Hey, man, that's why when I said I guess she did some kind of press where they asked her about marriage. Okay, so now I see how it ties in. Because she was saying, you know, even though she's been married three times, she'll get married again because she believes in the happily ever
after.
She does,
yeah. I know, she's been married a few times, been engaged a few times.
If at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off. If the second time you don't succeed, dust yourself off. If the third time you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try it again.
To join that club, man, that Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, ring club.
She got rings. She got them in a glass
case. I ain't mad at her, though, man. If it ain't working, move on.
So her new movie, Marry Me with Maluma and Owen Wilson, is going to come out Valentine's Day.
All righty, there it is. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
Silk Sonic in the neighborhood. Anderson Paak. Bruno Mars. Welcome back to the neighborhood.
Thanks for having us, Big Boy.
The name Silk Sonic? Were there any other names y'all were kicking around?
Go ahead, Andy. Robotronics.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, we got Robotronics in here. And then if y'all would have been Robotronics, I would have been like, man, what name did you guys actually have before? Y'all would have said Silk Sonic. I would have been like, Silk Sonic? What the hell?
Exactly.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Ludo?
Does anybody have $700 million they can spare so we can continue to keep the Staples Center, in Los Angeles?
Hey, man, that's what they, that's what the rights were to hold on to it was $700 million?
This is one of the biggest deals when it comes to naming rights for an arena. Staples Center in Los Angeles, home of the Clippers, home of the Lakers, home of the Kings, is no longer going to be Staples Center. On Christmas Day, they announced that it's going to be Crypto.com Arena.
Yeah, man.
And
people are having fun with that.
If you know Los Angeles, man.
Yeah, man. People are having fun with it.
People are having fun with that, especially Russell Westbrook from the Lakers, who grew up in Los Angeles and, you know, went to UCLA and is now back as a Laker.
He banging in the arena.
You said Crib Arena?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
I
didn't know what you said. My bad. They said the Crib Arena. Hey, man, listen.
The Crypto Arena, man.
Hey, man,
we were talking with G Perico, and we were talking about the name change.
The name change.
Hey, man, and he loved it. He was like, Crib? Like, yeah, man. He was like, man, that's good, man. Crib?
Yeah. Man, it's funny because Russell Westbrook, obviously, you know, he was born in Los Angeles, raised in Los Angeles. And, you know, you'll see him sometimes. I remember seeing him seawalking, on the court during the game because the song was playing. And I'm like, man, this is going to love it. I think everybody
they
got to
get
board,
a Blood O Arena on that.
Oh,
arena
wow.
Now.
But I think I think LA and everybody else is gonna embrace it as a crypto arena.
Yeah, man.
It's a crypto. It's
Perico. I'm going to the crypto.
Yeah, man. Isn't it crazy how crypto's like taking over?
Yeah,
like crypto.
And usually when you do a deal like that, it's a multi-year deal.
Yeah,
because the Staples Center was like what over two decades, like 21 years, and that's the house that Kobe built.
22 years,
man.
That is
so
insane.
Yeah,
man.
That crypto.com. You know, and think about it. Every time you say it now, it's going to have either crypto or Crib in it or crypto.com. There it is right there, man. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Phone tap on the 10's time. This one right here is Speeding Lufe, man, where Luther calls a guy, just a random guy to verify, you know, him like, hey, I got pulled over.
Uh-huh.
The police said they'll let me go if I just happen to call someone and they say they know who I am. This is a real person that I called up. Sketch is playing a part of police officer. Do you know that this dude dined me out and said he didn't know me?
Dang.
Yeah, man. Like, all he had to do was say, yeah, that's my guy and let him go. Let's go to get into your phone tap right here. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Is this? My name is Luther Lufe, man. I just got pulled over by the police, and I'm on my circular phone right now, man. And they done told me that my car is stolen, and I don't have nobody that I can call so they can verify who I is. And I'm just wondering, you don't know me, but can you tell the police that you do know me? Because they about to take my car, and I got to go to work in the morning. Because
I don't know who are you.
Because I can't go back to jail. I can't do no more time, man. Could you just tell them that you've been knowing me for like 4 years, man, and we play soccer together? Can you do that for me?
They right here, man. They gonna take me to jail. Please, for the life of God, can you do that for me, man? They gonna lock me up, dog. Please.
What did you do?
They just got me for speeding, man. I was driving fast with a little drink between my legs.
Nobody's going to jail.
They got a warrant for my arrest also, man. But they said they'd go ahead and release me if somebody just said that they know me.
No, I can do that.
Please, sir.
No, sorry. I can do that.
You can't. Okay, well, here go the police right here. Just tell them that we've known each other for like 4 years, okay?
No.
All right, here he is.
Sorry. Hello. I can't do that.
This is Officer Scott. Do you know this man, Luther Lufay?
Yes, he does.
Oh, no.
Yes, he does.
No, I don't know.
Luther Lufay says he does know you.
He dialed the first number. He got
Okay, well, Luther, we're going to have to take you away now. We're going to have to take you away.
Hold on. Let me see. He be playing a lot. Man, can you please tell him that we went to high school together, man?
No.
Can you tell him that for me, please? They about to take it. Listen, man, he's about to take me to jail, brother. I already done did 4.5 years, man. One of my kids don't have no leg, brother. I'm in the process of buying her one leg.
I don't know.
If you just say you know me, man, I gotta go home to my kids, man. I'm begging you, damn it, please. They gonna take me to jail, man. You know what they do to when they in jail, dog. You know what they gonna do to me. They gonna beat my feet, man. Come on.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here, man. Mom's knows best.
Yes, first of all, I got a big announcement, guys.
Yes.
I passed my rules of conduct training.
Hey, man.
Oh, yes!
I did my rules of conduct training as well.
Nice, you
passed
it?
Yeah. Is there a fail?
I don't think so.
Man, and they make the answer so blatantly easy if you're paying attention.
Yeah.
That if you don't get one right, it probably look bad on you.
It looks very bad.
Yeah. Did you finish it, Natalia?
Yes, I did.
And you finished it, Ani?
I did, but I got some wrong. But then you get it to go again. But it's okay. Yeah. You just pick the next one.
Oh, my gosh.
You won't pay attention.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what you're talking about, man. But I know a lot of people out there, normally at their jobs, they do some type of annual training that have to do online, and most of these scenarios are like they tell you a story about a situation, then they give you multiple choice or ask you what you would do in that situation. So with Moms Knows Best, I asked my mom Lourdes, like, hey, if there was a situation at your job where somebody was stealing money from the company,
oh man,
what would you do?
I just call that person and talk with that person and tell her, hey, what are you doing? Don't be stupid. You didn't think a little bit what you're doing. You're stealing money from the company. You're gonna lose your job just because you wanna enjoy that money. Mm-hmm. That's not gonna be forever. I will tell her to confess with her boss, or I'm gonna tell your boss.
Oh.
So you must think about it and go right away. Don't wait more, because otherwise you're gonna be, I don't know, you're gonna be fired. If you have the opportunity right now, you better go.
Oh.
Don't think about it.
What if she offered you money so you won't say anything to the boss?
Oh, no. I didn't accept never. I didn't accept that money, because I know that money. She is stealing that money, and that money is not going to be, you know, no.
No.
That money
Your
is going to be, you know,
person.
No.
Yeah, man.
Right, man, so don't
Your
take
mom's
the
a
money.
Snitch.
She is. That's true.
Your mom is like the people in our code of conduct. I was like, man, dude, like when I was looking at the code of conduct that our company put together, I was like, man, we break a lot of rules.
There is a lot of rules.
Let's
on
not
there.
Say too much, because they probably listen. Let's not get specific.
We don't do nothing.
Yeah, nothing but, crazy, though. Nothing crazy. I just talk about it as a crazy. Show.
I'm pretty sure, man. But I'm pretty sure a lot of people out there at work have these crazy rules, whether it's at home or whether it's wherever they've seen some type of rules.
Oh, yeah, man. I had a partner of mine, and this was years ago, but he was 19. And his mom has such a hold on, which is fine, but he's ridiculous now. But if he wasn't in by 10 o'clock any night. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Stay out all night.
Whoa.
Don't even come home.
Wow.
That was the rule in the house. If you're not here by 10, stay out. And it wasn't like a stay out like, man, I get to hang out. Yeah. It was a stay out with punishment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. So what rule is too much? Mm. Either at home, school, the workplace, so-called relationships.
Oh,
what rule is too much? Y'all hit us up. Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. What rule is too much? Either home, school, work, relationship, whatever it may be. Let's bring Jenny into the neighborhood. Jenny, what rule is too much?
The customer is always right.
The customer, yeah, because sometimes the customer isn't, huh?
Yes, even though they're not, that's the rule that I just don't agree with.
When has the customer been extremely wrong?
I mean, when it comes to, like, price matching, when it comes to, like, saying that, oh, I saw this for this price, you have to give it to me, even though we're not, like, we know it's not the right price, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what store you work at so I can go do that?
No,
I'm going to come up.
I don't think they can.
Do you wear a name tag at work, Jenny?
I do.
I'm going to come up to you. I'm going to be like, hey, I saw this. You know what I'm saying?
Jenny.
Yeah. There's this microwave right here. I saw it for $4 at Target. So I want y'all to beat it. Yeah, believe that. Hey, Jenny.
What's up?
You work at Target, huh?
No.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
No.
Just checking. All right. What colors do y'all wear uniforms where you work at?
I do.
Is it red with like beige, like a khaki pant?
No.
Okay, so it's not Target. I don't know. It seemed like when I said Target, she had like a little pause. But
yeah, just a little pause.
What rule is too much? The customer is always right. Julie, hello. Hello there, Julie. Julie, what rule is too much?
This is like growing up in a Mexican household. So I was raised by my grandmother. So she raised me old school to the point where you clean the house all week knowing that you got to go to, you got invited to that cool party on Saturday that you really want to go to. So, like, you couldn't go out if, you know, you didn't clean the house. But there was always a catch to it. So, like, yeah, you decide to go, but then you get invited somewhere else on Sunday to go hang with your friends. But her rule was, if you go out one day out of the weekend, that's it. You don't go out the rest of the weekend. Didn't matter if you hung out with your friends, like, on a Thursday. That's it.
Oh, man. So if you just went out on a Thursday, you still couldn't go to that party that weekend because that's the rule.
You get one night.
Because that was the day you decided to go, and that was it. I grew up in a house where it's like one day out of the week, and then you had to clean it out, and that's the time you house was
in a guarantee. All right, I got the gist
of it.
That's
how my household was too. On Saturday, you had to clean. If you didn't clean,
man,
you didn't get to do what you wanted. I couldn't go to the quince on Saturday. My friend's quince, I couldn't go to like the kickback, anything. You have to clean Saturday.
What rule is too much? Y'all hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty, now I'm going to jump right back into it. What rule is too much? Either at home, school, the workplace, maybe a relationship. Let's go ahead and bring Anonymous.
Hello
there, Anonymous. What rule is too much?
So, Big, it's a work rule. We have an internal audit, and people who work for internal audit cannot like hang out with regular employees.
Damn.
So, we had a hangout and after work on a Friday, drinks and stuff with coworkers, and a dude from internal audit came and like hung out with us. That following Monday, he was fired because somebody snitched and told internal audit that guy was like hanging out with
us. Damn. Wow. And it was after hours, like after work?
Yeah, after work. The rule is you can't hang out with anybody in the company after work.
Hey,
or
man.
Even
what?
During work.
But no, if you saw our code of conduct that we had it was also away from the station, away from the office. It was it was a lot of things that was the same. Like,
that's not fair.
Yeah, well, hey, you signed it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Can't do to anything not be about friends it. With your coworkers, like, you're supposed to build relationships.
Damn,
like,
he hung out on, like, a Friday or Saturday night, and they fired him Monday morning?
Oh, my gosh.
For socializing.
Yeah, for socializing with other employees.
Damn, I heard
what?
That.
That's so That's
man.
Crazy.
Man, hopefully they picked up the tab that night, made it worth it. You
yeah,
know what I'm
man.
Saying? I wonder if he ever thought that he was breaking a rule, because even when I was looking at our code of conduct,
so
I was like,
rules.
Man, there's a lot in here.
I know.
So much, bro.
You know, I don't want to bring up any. Yeah, let's not mention stuff, because HR probably listening.
They covered a lot.
Yeah, man, but what more. Is, yeah, what rule is too much? I probably can't even say that.
Yeah.
What rule? I probably can't even say we did a code of conduct.
Yeah. Oh, no. We're going to get
what
in trouble.
What rule is too much? Home, school, work, relationship, whatever it is. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. What rule is too much? Either home, school, work, relationship, whatever it may be. Let's get Arabella into the neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh. So I come from a Cuban household, and if I wanted to go out on a date, I had to take all my brothers and sisters.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Arabella, yes. How many brothers and sisters do you have in total?
Six.
So when you would go on a date, you would have to take your six siblings with you?
And it will be the last one, yes.
Oh, my God. Arabella, how many dates do you think you went on where you had to take all six of your brothers and sisters?
Not many.
Where would you go
with
you, your date, and six brothers and sisters?
The first time I went out, we went out to a restaurant, and that bill was fat. Seriously, his face dropped.
Oh, my God. Oh my so he got to pay for your brothers and sisters? They don't just sit at another table and just be
what?
There?
No. Yeah, that's true. The rule was he had to be with me at all times.
Oh, and
Arabella, how old were you when this rule was on you? You knew the rule growing up, right?
No. When my first date, I was like, Mom, can I go? And she's like, yeah, but you have to take your brothers and sisters with you.
And she was serious.
And I was like, are you serious? And she's like, yeah, I'm serious. You want to go? They have to go with you.
And Arabella, were your sisters and brothers, were they younger than you?
Yes.
Oh, no. One more question, Arabella, because I haven't heard take the whole family with you. What kind of car did y'all go in? Did y'all have like a bus or?
It was like a clown car. All these people coming out.
No, it was like lap it, do whatever, but you had to take them all with you. You want to go, you figure it out.
Man, and about Arabella, how old were the kids like at that time?
I was 4 years older than my sister, and my sister's 2 years older, and everyone is 2 years older.
So
than
was
that.
It like kids? Was it like kids?
The baby one.
Oh Lord! All righty, yeah, that's a lot.
Put the baby.
What
on the
is too much? What rule is too much? Y'all hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Mel, what rule is too much?
Hey, Big, I don't take up for my kids, but I know what kid is bad and what kid is not. My daughter, she doesn't cause any problems. She doesn't know anything. She had a fight at school. Some girls was picking on her, and they fought with her. So I went up there to defend her, and the school police told me there's no self-defense. If you have a fight, you have to go in a fetal position and wait for help. What? I said, what kind of rule is that?
If somebody's getting at you, you got to go into a fetal position and ask for help?
And wait for help.
Wow.
And wait for help.
No.
So there is no self-defense. There is no, they did this to me first. There is no, I fought back. What you're supposed to do is go. And Mel, they told you that your daughter was supposed
they
to go into a fetal
the
position?
The school police told me that. Yeah, they said you're supposed to roll up in a fetal position and wait for help to arrive.
Wow.
They said that's if you're really being bullied, if you're really being beat up, you'll wait for help. I said, so she's not supposed to fight back? They said, no, because then that's mutual combat.
Well, I be in mutual combat all the time.
Defense.
I'm telling my kids, be in mutual combat.
Yeah.
Don't you ball up.
That's too much.
Damn, that even a security officer that told him that knew that was too much.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, I got to tell you this. Ty, what rule is too much?
My daughter's school has a rule where their academic hours are from 7:30 in the morning until 4 p.m. If you pick your child up at 3:30, they will be marked absent for the whole entire day. So you have to pick your kid up at like 3:31. But then you can't come in and pick them up at 3:45 because now it's too late. So you have to get them in that in between.
So if you come and pick up your baby at 3:28, your kid is considered absent?
Yep.
Wow.
And what time do your little one have to be at school, Ty?
7:30 in the morning.
7:30 in the morning. And so if they stay there and you pick them up at 3:29, they're marked absent.
That's stupid.
What rule is too much? I'm going to leave it there. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio.
Hello, Big Boy.
Hello there, Queen. What did he do or say that made him look weak, Andrea?
When he acts funny around his friends or his homies, you know, switches up, doesn't keep the same energy, that makes him look weak.
When they always send a different representative. You know what I'm saying? You got the homie representative, you got the at-home representative.
It's like, okay, why are you not being all sweet and lovey?
You talking about your fiance?
The current, yeah.
All right, is he there now?
No, I'm not going to tell him I was on the radio either.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
I need some help, guys.
Yeah, we got
you guys. And
I know this one.
Do. Anybody out there, man. It's that time when, you know, you get a promotion for, like, your cable internet company, and the promotion ends, and your bill just goes up, like, $150. Yeah. And you're like, what do I do now, man? You sign that contract. You have that, well, you know, whatever it is, to terminate. You have to go through the whole deal of getting a new company. But there's some different ways that I know we've talked about in here, like, on how do I get a cheaper bill?
Let me tell you what I do,
like, what
man.
Do I do at this point? Because I don't want to pay this
what
much.
What I do with, like, my satellite providers, everything, bro, is, and even in my car, you know how you get that satellite stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
What I do, man, is I always tell them I'm going to drop. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm going to change companies, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And if you get the right customer service agent, which is usually the deal, they'll tell you, oh, well, if you can stay, we'll offer you this, we'll offer you that. But really be ready to, like, to leave.
I did it one time, and I remember I was like, yo, I'm definitely switching services. And she was just like, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what?
Yeah, I've had one of those, too. Like, I was like, wait, hold on.
What?
Hold on, you're supposed to beg me to stay.
Yeah, that's not what I heard happened.
But I wrote it out still, and I was like, yeah, I guess she was calling my bluff. She'd probably do a radio show, too. You know what I'm saying?
But really, I'm just trying to get the best deal out there. This thing's expensive, man. Like, I get cable. The one thing my parents and my family do love is television.
Right.
Like, my dad watches a lot of television, man, and that's his, you know, that's the one thing that I don't mind paying for when it comes to every single channel, so you can watch Showtime, everything. And now it's like, dude, it's $150
extra.
Even
on that side, you just got to know how to get a better deal, period.
Yeah.
Like, my wife know when we walk into a hotel, she'll just look at me. Because I walk through and I look at certain things and I try to find something wrong.
Yeah.
And I immediately call downstairs and I'm like, hey, you know, the bathroom's not right or this, you know. And then, man, you talking about comps or upgrades or can we move you? What can we do? You know, it works all the time.
Can I tell you a deal that I discovered one time at Del Taco? There's a meal that's like two tacos and a quesadilla.
Uh-huh.
Whenever you make it like a large, they add an extra taco.
Oh, really, though?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You get three tacos.
Let's do a little each one, teach one.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yes,
that's better than the satellite and cable bill than the bundle.
Yeah.
How do you get better deals? Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. All right, now, Louis G was talking about how, you know, the offer when you first get into a bundle or anything of that nature, and then you sign for like 12 months, then it goes up to a ridiculous price.
Yeah, it goes up like $150. You know, you're like, what do I do now?
I did the same thing, man. I did the same thing with satellites, on and so forth, and I always say, hey, you know, I'm going to leave. You know, or go somewhere else, especially now when there's so many other opportunities and so many other options.
So many options,
Yeah, man. So
I got to try to do something.
We're just asking, how do you get better deals? Each one, teach one. Crystal, how do you get better deals, or how do you get over? Each one, teach one.
Okay. So my husband's a type where for 6 years, Big, he would play DirecTV, where he would do the same thing, where I'm not going to be here no more because you guys would charge so much. And then we go a whole week without cable, which would make me mad because I couldn't watch my shows. But he caught on to this thing called YouTube TV, and you pay $60 a month, and you get basically all the same channels, and you get on demand. So you get your news, your sports channels, and everything else.
And everything up to the minute, not like Hulu where you got to wait a day or so?
Oh, no. No ads. Well, I mean, they have commercials, but like no ads, no none of that, no.
Really, though?
Huh. Oh.
Man, yeah. So you
know, I know YouTube TV, but I've never really subscribed it or really, like, seen anything.
Hmm.
You should try it, though. I mean, you can. I think they have, like, a month trial. You can try it out. But, yeah. I mean, it's worth it.
That's what I do. I sign up for certain things.
Better than the hassle of having to, you know, make them go lower every year. So
I do the trial period, where they say, like, 7-day free trial.
Oh, yeah.
And then I try to watch everything in 7 days.
And then you forget.
No, I set a calendar.
Oh, I set
notifications. Be like, hey, man, you got to call back. You got to cancel. You know,
yeah.
Gotta cancel Discovery Plus or
You're
something
smart.
Like that. There
I'm
it
not.
Is. No, I'm not. TJ, how do you get better deals? How do you get over each one teach one?
Well, listen, Big and Louis V, and I completely cut cable like 6 years ago. I was paying like $600 a month with Time Warner before they turned the Spectrum. And I got tired of it. Yeah, it's because I had so many TVs and, you know, the kids and everything like that. But I cut it. We went straight, like, Netflix and, like, Hulu. And then I started finding, like, all of these apps. My boy turned me on the IPTV. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, internet TV. And literally, when I tell you, I bought 5 sticks for every TV. And you just hop into the browser, go to these sites. And it's literally the same thing that everyone's paying for watching. I'm watching it for $3.99.
Man,
I've heard of IPTV.
Is it legal, TJ? Hold on, I'll ask him out there.
Hold on, big dog.
Yeah, that was low key right there. Hold on, TJ. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing in case you missed what we got.
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat, hello.
Big, she dropped her album, Planet Her, which we've been waiting for. And one song my friends and I are obsessed with is You Right, which features The Weeknd.
Right.
And Big, when she was in the neighborhood, you asked her, like, how did your relationship with The Weeknd come about? And do your videos have deeper meanings than we think?
My videos have meaning to them and pretty deep meanings that, I mean, You Right is the deepest one because it's basically about how people deal with themselves and how their guilt and their turmoil and sorry.
How did the relationship with you and The Weeknd come together to record and collab?
He's a good friend of mine and he's like part of like my family, I feel like. And it's just, we met, I think maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but he is like the sweetest artist I have ever collaborated with. No shade to anybody else, but he is really like top notch, like the sweetest person and brilliant, and like very talented. And I was like, who would I be if I didn't get him on this song or another song that I actually had prepared for him? But I had him come into the studio and listen to some stuff. And then he jumped on You Right and nailed it in the first day.
Yeah, so y'all were, the energies were in the same room when it comes to recording like that. Because, you know, right. Some people, Doja, they're like, oh, yeah, I sent it to him. Then he sent me back this hot verse. But
well, no, so he did send it. It was a send back, send to me, send to you thing. So I had him in the studio and he listened to it and he took it back to his studio with him. And I went home and then he texted it to me.
And there you have it. Mm-hmm. And there you have it.
The magic we have.
Yeah, man. I wonder if she knew that he was dating Angelina Jolie early. I wonder how long that's been going on.
Right?
I'm still shocked by that. I ain't going to lie to you. I know we had Doja Cat in case you missed it. Then I come out talking about Angelina Jolie.
That's just
which
random,
is very
bro.
Hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Which is very hip-hop. Believe that. But you can find that entire interview with Doja Cat in case you missed it at RadioBigBoy.com.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Man, it ain't that serious, bro. The TV remote is not that serious for you to stab somebody.
Oh, wow. Oh, my
God. Yeah, man, listen to this story, dog. There's a 54-year-old man in Florida, surprisingly, guys.
Florida.
Yeah, man, that ended with another guy getting stabbed multiple times, man. The cops were called to the apartment when they got there. He had multiple wounds on his left arm and his leg. And
the left arm, that's his remote hand,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, pretty much. When they got there, they went inside the apartment. The man was sitting down on his couch watching TV with the remote on his right hand and a sword on his left hand.
A sword?
This dude stabbed that dude with the sword. Not a knife, not anything else, but a sword.
It started over the remote.
Yes.
I wonder what was the next thing. He probably went, your mama. Like, oh, what?
But how do you just have a sword just laying around somewhere and decide to just grab it and swing it at somebody? Like, that is dangerous, man.
Hey, man, I remember
that crazy?
Years ago, it was some brothers that killed each other with the same knife.
Over, no.
Yeah. And I don't know if that was over remote or whatever, but yeah.
Man, yeah, when I went on YouTube and tried to find this whole news story, there was so many stories about people getting stabbed with swords.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if it's a new thing or something. Like, even what the hell?
If Google fights over remote.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Fights over remote is probably bigger than getting cut with a sword.
Yeah, man, I couldn't even
like
imagine.
Like, my wife, me and Vettel, we don't have the same. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Timing on remotes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be something where something to come up, and mm-hmm. right when it get intriguing, she'll turn. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, my God.
And the killer was?
Yeah.
Hilarious. My dad's a pro at hiding the remote somewhere only where he can find them. And it's like, bro.
I love that.
We always know to just put him in front of the television. He always has to put him in this box or hide the box and then put the box somewhere else. I'm like, dude.
Because he doesn't want you guys to have the remote. That's why.
It's like four or five remotes that we use in our system.
Whose name is the house under? For one, you need to get all those remotes on one universal remote.
Yeah, pretty much, dog.
Stop blaming your dad.
Yeah.
You know, turn it up. Here's the volume one. Here's the channel one.
And it's like he watches TV 24/7, and he still doesn't know how to use one of them.
How do I sign up for that?
Yeah, right.
Whose name is on the house?
It's my name.
Oh, okay. Well, you should run the remote.
Okay.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Should,
Unless you're married.
Yep.
All righty, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Nathalia's up in here. Survey says.
Survey says.
What that survey say, Nathalia?
Oh, it is all about the pets you keep and if that shows that you're a cheater, Big. And this is men who are more likely to have this specific pet are more likely to cheat.
A giraffe.
No. No.
Okay.
But it is. I would like you guys to take like a quick guess. Just throw out one animal you think if they have this pet, they're more likely to be a cheater.
So it eliminates dogs, is it a breed?
Well, no, yeah. Like it's not like a specific type of dog. Okay. It's like any kind of animal.
Okay, so if you have this kind of animal, then you're
more likely to be a cheater.
Snake.
Ooh, oh my gosh, very good. That was a good one. That's a good guess. Louie, what do you think?
I'm going to say a cat.
A cat, okay.
Oh, man.
According to this survey, the survey said that men with rabbits are more likely to cheat.
Damn.
What? Isn't that weird?
Hey, man. How? I don't know one person that I personally talk to that has a rabbit.
Same
know
here,
what I'm saying? And I think I'll get a rabbit. I know that Chula, my daughter Jade, she always talking about one. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if she has a rabbit, does that make me a cheater?
Oh, because you're technically the owner as well. You know? Yeah, I wonder. It says, 64% of men who own rabbits said that they've had multiple affairs.
I would think the same thing with people that got dogs.
Yeah. Well,
and men that got cats.
Yeah.
And men that got salamanders. You know,
it said only 30% of dog owners said that they had an affair. So with the rabbits,
well, when
it's
people
just
say he's a dog, you know, they're liars.
Yeah, that's true. But dogs are loyal. They're the loyal pet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
if they're loyal, why do girls call guys dogs?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
He's a dog.
Yeah.
I don't trust him, girl. He's a dog. But
it's your changer. He's a rabbit.
Yeah. That's
rabbit.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We got to change it to like, hey, girl, look at this rabbit.
The second animal that is more likely to cheat more than if you're a dog owner is hamsters.
See? It's all
hamster.
The little
ones. It's the little ones that are cute and you think they're all cute and cuddly. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden
that would
it's
be
like,
you if the cute part was there, Louie. Oh, wait, hold on.
So the little and what?
Code of conduct.
And they also said that normally when someone has a pet, it seems like they're making a good commitment, that they can make a commitment, right? But they said that actually men who don't have any pets are least likely to cheat.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, man, just that whole hamster thing, too.
This is throwing you off.
Like, you don't walk into your homie's house and you're like, hold on, man, I can't go out yet. I got to feed the hamster.
Yeah, that's true.
Any person that has a hamster as a man, you probably got it for your kids.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know about this one, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, man, there's a monitor in our studio right now, and our producer, Juan, he's checking his email. You see all this porno that he got in here? His mail is up on the screen right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Juan. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go to your platinum subscription, Juan.
Sneaky, Juan.
It's in me.
Hey, Juan, do you have a rabbit at your house? Oh, okay, just checking. No, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Boy. Back in the neighborhood, big interview. Cardi B up in here. Cardi, Pleasure to see you once again, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hello.
I'm mad as hell.
Congratulations to you on the second little one. You know what I'm saying? Now, with having two, and I know that it's different because I have two. How do you divide everything now as far as Cardi B, the brand Cardi B, you know, the great mom Cardi B, the artist, the actress, everything? How do you divvy up that time now with two kids?
I just do so, but I don't know. Sometimes they want to be like, I don't want to spend time with my kids. I don't know. It's like, I feel like I'm cheating.
Nah, not at all. Not at all.
Like, you know, like it's like when I'm at work, it's like, am I spending so much time away from my kids? And then it's like when I'm with my kids, it's like, am I spending so much time at work? Like, there's so many things to do. Like, there were so many plans that I had planned to do this year, and like we had to put a hold on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I found that I was pregnant. I'm like, I'm keeping this baby. Like.
Hey, man. Yeah, and it's crazy because we're coming off of like a pandemic, a hardcore quarantine pandemic year where you do have to sit down, and everybody had to kind of sit down. And now with baby number two, you also had to, it doesn't stop you from working, but it stops you from, you know, doing certain things. So a new homeowner just got a house in New York, and then Offset got you a crib in the DR.
Yes. I'm like, I have a lot of responsibility, guys.
Right. Mm-hmm. You definitely not making it over to no house in the DR anytime soon, though.
I want to see it. Right. I really want to see it. I know it's good. You know, he went with my dad.
Cardi, we loved you in the last Fast and Furious film, and
She heard.
You will come back for the next one. Is that true?
Maybe so. We'll see.
Oh, you know.
Cash.
Do you think there are other acting roles that you can tell us about that you have coming up?
Yeah, you know what? I just did like this whole prosthetic thing yesterday. I'm filming my movie next year, early in the beginning of the year. So yeah, it's called Assistant Living. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and then the album will come out right after that?
Yes, I'm hoping so. Let me tell you something. I'm hoping so because this is how I think as a parent, right? So my daughter, she goes to school now. So I really, 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 really want to tour in the summertime so I could take her. Because it's not like before. Like, things are not like before that I could like tour for a week and it's like, okay, and I come back. No, like just one day, she's like, all right, come home.
Yeah.
Oh. So I really want to tour in the summertime so I could be able to take my kid.
Cardi B in the neighborhood. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Your host of the 2021 Woo! American Music Awards, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. Back in the neighborhood, Cardi B up in here. Hey, Cardi, how close are you to us hearing an album from Cardi B? Is it 2021 or you feel like we'd be able to hear something in 2022?
Oh, no, definitely 2022.
Right.
Definitely. I have to.
I saw something where you, and I'm paraphrasing, where you said, you know, you go into clubs, everything sounds the same, it's a little sedated, and we need that Cardi B back. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like we ready for more anthems from Cardi B and the club has been kind of sitting still just a little bit as far as the fun stuff?
Yeah, just like the fun stuff. You know, let me tell you something. I got spanked because of that comment.
Yeah.
They was jumping me in the comments.
Yeah.
I was scared. I was like, oh my God, let me take that back. I just want more fun music. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the same thing keeps getting played over and over and over and over again. And I just feel like, you know, the new sound now is a vibe when like you listening to it, like at home in the car and everything. But I just want to... Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Y'all thought it was finished? Wait a minute. I want that.
Hey, Cardi, how close are you to your album being done? Is it done or you just kind of still adding to it?
No, I definitely have to add to it.
Really?
I definitely have to add to it. Like, I feel like I'm just missing, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's missing certain things. I can't rest on it, especially because it's a big pressure. You know, the summer album is always like, oh.
And that's what I was going to ask you too, Cardi, with such a great catalog and so many hits and so many awards and accolades. Does that add a pressure to you?
It's a pressure from the people and is a pressure for me. Like, you know, like every single time that I listen to my old music, I'd be like, oh my gosh, look at that accent. Oh my God, I did not pronounce that word correctly. So it's just like, oh my gosh, am I flowing right? Am I saying enough things that people are going to feel, that people are going to quote? Like, it's just, it's a lot. And I wish it wasn't like that, because I was not thinking like that when I did my first album. Time. Like, all right, I'm just gonna put out an album, because like, I need to record a music video before I really, really get big. So I don't want to put my label down. I don't want to put nobody down. But now it's just like, I just overthink, and I really, really hate that.
Cardi B in the neighborhood. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys big Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys big Neighborhood. Boy. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. Click of the day. What we got?
Big, I can't believe this is real. Oh, but man, he went missing for 16 years. After 16 years, he finally came back home. Oh, his wow. parents were so excited. But when you find out why he was missing for 16 years, you're like, really? So this guy, he ended up going to university. It was like 2001 at the time, or 2003. He goes to a really, really top school. He was a great student in high school. When he gets there, he's doing his work, studying. Uh-oh. But then he starts loving video games a lot.
Yeah, buddy.
So he starts playing video games a lot. And then his grades start going down. His grades get bad. He ends up flunking out of the school or dropping out.
Oh,
whatever
no.
the case is. Now he's too embarrassed to go home, Big.
Damn.
So for 16 years, this guy was hiding from his family because he was embarrassed to say, I dropped out because I was addicted to video games.
Hey, man, did they think Damn. That he was, they couldn't have thought he yeah, was dead.
They did.
No, because it got to be some kind of transaction on your name or register. Mm. Or.
Oh, yeah. After That's what 7 I years, thought. Don't yeah. they have to declare you
a missing person, which
or
is
dead.
What?
Or dead?
No, after really? Seven. Yeah, after seven. That's what I thought it was. After 7 years, they have to officially declare you dead.
This isn't a different country, so I'm not sure like if the rules are different. But he Probably. Did say like with the jobs that he had, he never had to fill anything out, so people never really he had like
Damn,
weird
wait,
jobs.
Wait, they've been under a rock.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Don't have to fill out an application.
Nothing at all.
Hey man, he had some hardcore parents.
Yeah.
Man, if you can't come home for 16 years.
Because you're embarrassed. Wow.
Man.
Big, like, I know. I mean, I'm sure Jaden and Jada, they've been like, there's been days where they've had bad grades or something's happened, but.
You talking about my kids?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, less than desirable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when like, you say, hey, you know, we got to pull that up. Yeah, not grades, but tests, yeah.
Like, see me, Big? Yeah. I've gotten a D in my life before, and I took that D, made it into a B because my mom would have gotten
oh, really
mad, though. Yeah. But, like, then I had other friends who just wouldn't go home because they got, like, a
but
D or a
But for 16
fail.
Years?
No, it was more like a 2 days.
Like, man, at some Aww. Point, even after to? 1 year, you'd be like, hey, you know, yeah. I'm hungry.
Yeah. You know I need a bed.
Yeah. Hey, I guess he went out and lived his best life.
Yeah, and then the only way that he got caught is when he went to go renew this ID, and the law enforcement was like, hold on, you're a missing person over here.
Right, right.
And then wow. they recorded him.
Like, hey, man, we got you dead.
Yeah. And they recorded him going to his parents' meeting, and everyone was crying.
Hey, dude,
water.
His parents were like, you bum. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging thank out with you. Us in the neighborhood. Once again, thank you to Cardi B
thank
for
you,
being
Cardi.
In the neighborhood with yes. us, man. Had a chance to talk about her doing the dang thing yes. at the AMAs, you know what I'm saying? Believe that.
And her little baby.
Yeah, the baby, which she wouldn't come off the name of yeah. the new little boy, but it's always good to have her in there, man. And you know, her working on the album, saying that the album be available mm-hmm. for us in 2022. So she just seemed excited.
Yes,
yeah,
very
she seemed excited.
Excited,
but you got to divide that time too. So once again, thank you to Cardi B
thank
for
you.
Being in our all new big mm-hmm. interview. And if all those that hit us up as well, man, what rule is too much? The home, the workplace. Hey, man, when my man called up and said that his daughter got into a fight, somebody was bullying mm-hmm. her. And she defended herself, yep. and they told her that, you know, it's mutual combat.
Not about yeah. it.
They supposed the rule is you're supposed to ball up in a fetal position while you're getting beat up and wait for help to arrive.
Stupid.
Yeah,
I did
man.
Not get that.
Oh
at
no,
all. That is a horrible rule.
Not at all, bro. That is one rule I would not teach my kids. You
nope.
know, I don't teach my kids to be offensive, but their defense is
Ooh,
immaculate.
You better believe.
Believe that, man. And also, how do you get better deals? Each one, teach one. We had some great calls on that one as well.
I was
man.
Literally writing everything down, bro.
Taking notes.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you do that?
Hey, Lou,
but
with your, is it your internet company or whatever?
Yeah.
So do you do a bundle?
It's a bundle, yes.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah.
When you make that call, just tell them like, hey, you know, I found a better deal. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to, you know, go a little lighter and watch what they do.
Yeah, like I'm telling you, the last experience I had, the lady was like, oh, okay, sure, let's make that happen. And I was just like, what?
On the cutoff?
Yeah,
like, I'm just ready to let it go. But, you know, she was probably mad at somebody at home.
She was testing me, bro.
Yeah, she was at that moment, she was probably hating on me. And,
I was like, what?
You know, you don't know where that stemmed from.
Exactly,
believe that. But thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. We definitely appreciate you, man. And for those out there, have the greatest day ever. We are Big Boys Neighborhood, and we are gone.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a big boy from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio?
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us.
Silk Sonic in the neighborhood. Anderson Paak. Bruno Mars. Welcome back to the neighborhood.
Thanks for having us,
good
big boy.
You,
Anderson, how do you know when the album is done? Because being a creative person, when do you back away from it and say, you know what, man, it's cooked, let's serve it now?
Even when it was done, it wasn't done. I was just looking at him like cross-eyed, and I just was like, B, I can't, just for the sake of my sanity, I think this is it. I think we all knew in our gut that when it was time, man, it just
it's not
right.
Lying, though. There is a part of it where it's like you have to be sick of the song.
Yeah.
You have to be sick of each other. Yeah. You got to push yourself. And we're trying to, you know, Andy pushing me to places I've never been. I'm hoping I'm doing the same for him.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. It's like until we feel it and we felt it would leave the door open.
Yeah.
He's singing notes. I'm singing notes that we probably shouldn't be singing.
Right. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Big Boy has left the building.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.